In Jackson, the crisis is contained for now. The water woes in the capital of the poorest state in the U.S. have gone on long enough that water is once again getting to the people, a few bottles at a time.
What do you think about the water situation here?
It's great. Good so far.
Because they're taking care of it for now. But what about the long term?
Long term, I don't know about the long term. But I know that we've been had this problem for a while here in Mississippi.
What Jackson has not resolved is how to end the crisis.
Never, ever have I ever been able to take a shower and not wash my hair or open my mouth. That's crazy.
The mayor, Chakwa Lumumba, says the state has not provided enough money and is asking for $47 million from both the state and federal governments.
We can no longer afford to wait on funds to repair and improve our aging infrastructure. We need funding assistance from state and federal agencies now.
Water pressure at the O.B. Curtis Water Treatment Plant has been restored, and taps and toilets are running at full flow. But the water still isn't clean enough to drink, so Jacksonians continue to boil it or drink it by the bottle. This is one of seven National Guard stations handing out water. Each day from 9 in the morning until 6:30 at night, they hand out two cases of water to each car, up to 4,200 cars a day. And so far, they say, they've never run out. So people are getting their bottled water.
They're getting their water. They are getting their water. Yes, sir.
Anybody told you how long you might be out here?
No, sir, but we're in here for that's our job. We're in here for till somebody tells us to go home.
Jackson's problems go deep. White flight began in the 1960s, shrinking the city's tax base and leaving it unable to make repairs to a failing water system that could reach into the billions of dollars. This empty mall, once full of stores, is now a water distribution center. Jackson might be the capital, but its residents vote reliably for Democrats in a state run by Republicans. So there's been little progress in ending its decades-long water crisis until now, when it's drawn international attention. But still, some residents retain a stubborn Southern optimism.
What about the future?
Well, they're going to get it right.
How long it takes to get it right, as they say here, well, that's another thing. John Hendren, Al Jazeera, Jackson, Mississippi.